This is a recording of Jane Loxley speaking on the 9th of July 2014, recorded at 28 Greenside Drive, Lostock Green. Jane, could I ask, were you born in Knutsford?
No, I wasn't born in Knutsford.
Whereabouts were you born? Do you know?
Well, actually, I was born in Prestwich, but we moved to Hale Barnes when in the 1950s, and I was a baby, so I have no memories of anything except Hale Barnes.
And so, when did you move to Knutsford, or was it just that your parents were working there?
Yes, it was my parents ran a business in the centre of Knutsford. Yes.
And as a child, did you go to the business, or how did you first remember Caldwell's?
My parents took me to Caldwell's because I spent a lot of time in Knutsford. I spent weekends and school holidays and some evenings. My parents ran a business that was open in long opening hours. Yes.
And they took you to Caldwell?
Yes, they did. Yes.
And were they shopping for the business or for home or for both?
They shopped for both. They shopped for both. And my father used to decorate our business with the plants that they bought from Caldwell's primarily. And then he was tempted and bought plants because he was a keen gardener.
So what, do you recall what sort of things they bought?
Yes, I do. It was the first time I'd actually seen potted geraniums, and they were in terracotta pots, and marigolds and busy lizzies, and I thought they were wonderful. And they were all displayed at the back of the cottage of Caldwell's buildings.
And were those what your parents, the sort of things your parents bought?
Yes, they did, and they used them in the business. They made a floral display outside. It was a cafe, and it was in a bus station. It was Stanley Green bus station in Knutsford, and they wanted it to look a bit more cheery because there was a lot of hardscaping in the area and transport coming through. And then they also would put potted plants on the tabletops.
Right. So what were those geraniums and things as well that they put on the tables?
They were geraniums or marigolds.
Hmm.
Something cheerful. The cafe had red gingham tablecloths and curtains. So it was very 1960s with formica tables and chairs. So it was all quite garish and very colourful.
So over how many years then were they customers for the business?
They had the business for about 10 years, from 1961, for around about 10 years. Yes, they enjoyed it very much, and it was very busy,
because
it was before the M6 was actually built, and there was no... there's nowhere else for transport to come and take a break. There was no motorway services, so all the coach drivers and cars knew that we were the nearest location for them to take a break.
So what other memories do you have of Caldwell's or the plants that you bought?
If they could get some spare time out, they would nip to Caldwell's, because my father did have a passion for plants and gardening, and I'd be sat in the back of our Ford Anglia car the first thing I noticed was this very large white cottage on the Chelford Road, and it was always tight to get in there, and my father used to complain about parking. It was a small car park, but we always managed to get in. And I would sit in the car, and I'd be very excited and interested in all the... There was displays of flowers, that's all I can remember. That's what caught my eye.
And do you remember anything they bought for their garden?
Yes, conifers.
Right.
My father had a little passion for conifer shrubs, and he bought lots of different varieties for our home, and fruit trees. He grew some fruit. Yeah.
So you don't recall? Do you recall him choosing the fruit trees?
No, I don't.
No,
no, I don't. They were just there, and we were excited because it was a new house, completely new plot, new garden, and he filled it very quickly.
So are there other memories that you would like to?
Yeah, I remember going in the back of Caldwell's car park, and I do remember a small grey-haired lady who was seemed to be serving customers, and she used to wear a pinny or an apron, she would help with the purchases. I also remember an office building for Caldwell's, which threw me a bit. I didn't understand why there was an office there, and I didn't feel it was appropriate for an 8-year-old to go in the office. I think maybe that's where, obviously, they had the plant catalogues and so on. I don't remember my father going in the office either.
Any other memories that you have that you think you'd like to share?
Only that my father had a great respect for Caldwell's, and he'd use them as a first point of call to buy his plants. And I was aware, I thought there was land beyond the Caldwell's Chelford site somehow, but I was never allowed to explore that. One of the reasons I remember now is that because the car park was a bit tight and busy, my mother thought it was safer for me to stay mostly in the car, in the back seat of the car. Which sounds a bit typical. The other thing I felt was that I'm not sure whether Caldwell's sold some of their perennials and annual plants on Knutsford Market or just off Princes Street.
I don't know.
There was a grower there, and I always thought it was a local grower. It may have been Caldwell's. And if my parents were busy, we could dash across the road to Princes Street and buy some annuals from there.
That's it. That's interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Yeah. To follow up.
Yeah.
Did you ever remember going in their florist's shop?
No, I'm
on
sorry.
King Street.
No, I'm sorry. Cut flowers were sort of an unnecessary expense.
Mm.
If anything was bought, it was plants to grow or fruit or veg.
Practical things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, it was happy. I was always excited and happy to go there. And there was always a good atmosphere at the back of Caldwell's. They seemed professional, and my father respected them.
Mm-hmm. Is that anything else?
No, I can't.
No,
well,
that's really a lovely picture.
Thank you.
So, thank you very much.
Thank you too.